On the eve of Independence Day celebrations Tuesday, President Laurent Gbagbo announced on state television the possibility of holding the presidential election within the next 5 months. President Gbagbo says the country must get past its political crisis with a transparent election and ask Prime Minister Guillaume Soro to organize it as soon as possible. The two former opponents signed a peace accord earlier this year that brought rebel leader Mr. Soro into the government, called for disarmament, and previewed elections by early 2008. But political analyst Daniel Ballant-Curdy with the London-based Chatham House says there are too many problems in Ivory Coast to guarantee a transparent election so soon.
It is a very complicated process, and to do it all by December 2007 with everybody feeling confident that it's been done correctly would be an enormous challenge.
Recognition has been a key rebel demand on behalf of millions of people living in Ivory Coast who are currently unable to vote. Ballant-Curdy says getting them national identity cards and creating a voter list has been a slow process. In his televised speech, President Gbagbo said the country must not give the impression it is delaying elections, which he said are necessary to give its leaders legitimacy. But analyst Ballant-Curdy says the rush to hold the already twice delayed election may be because if President Gbagbo were to run, his chances of winning are now high.
There are a number of things that have sort of gone Gbagbo's way. So he may feel now is the time. You know, his popularity is probably as high as it will ever be. So he may just feel now is the time to strike and to hold those elections.
The analyst says Mr. Gbagbo has been helped by the reduction of French troops in Ivory Coast, the rebel commitment to disarm, and the fact that an interim rather than a permanent UN peacekeeping mission leader has been stationed in Ivory Coast. The country has been split in half since rebels seized the north nearly 5 years ago. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.